the sugar mill. The Ingenio Azucarero, or sugar mill, seems to have been built at the beginning of the 16th century and is known to have closed permanently in 1584. During its short lifetime, it had four different owners and was twice judicially seized for the debts of its managers. Paradoxically, although it lasted for less than 100 years, sugar production made a deep and lasting impression on the historical development of this town, since it gave its name to the place where the industry was located and later to the whole municipality. Néstor Álamo Park is divided by a small ravine. This is the Barranco del Ingenio, or Sugar Mill Ravine, the place where the infrastructure required to operate the sugar mill was situated. Its outbuildings were spread over both sides or slopes of this ravine, as the park is today. On the side of the ravine you've come from, where the mills are also situated, was the sugar mill itself, that is, the place containing the wheel which drove the mechanism for grinding sugarcane. From there, the sugarcane juice, or guarapo, ran down to where the resulting product was cooked in the cauldron house. The latter therefore joined the sugar mill machinery, but at a lower level. On the other side of the ravine, where our route will continue, were the refining houses, where the product obtained in the previous processes, carried out in the cauldron house and the purging house, was purified. The purging house was where they finished crystallizing and whitening the sugarloaf. Although the written documents enable us to identify the position of the sugar mill's outbuildings, the lack of archaeological studies means that the exact location of the mill itself is still unknown. After moving the sugar mill, the water continued on its course to irrigate the farmlands of Ingenio. Our route through the park proceeds parallel to the Acequia Chica, or small irrigation channel.